Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. I cannot tell you how excited I am. I have the opportunity of having a guy who I met a couple times, but the coolest thing about this guy, you'll have the opportunity of just feeling the energy. Because he's out there and he cares so much for everybody that he ever spends time talking to. I had the opportunity of meeting him with Billy Jean at TNC a couple of years ago. And I'm so impressed anytime you meet someone who cares about everyone else. And I want to introduce you guys to Peter Boone. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. I'm excited to be here and vice versa to you, man. I love your energy. I love your passion. I'm excited to connect.
Wow. I appreciate that, Tom Peter. I know that for those of you guys who may not know that much about him, he's just been killing it. He's got an amazing book, 6 months to six figures. It sold over 800,000 copies. That's a lot of copies. So he's been crushing it. He's got a brand new book coming out, Seven Rules to Seven Figures. We'll talk about how you can get that later. I think the part the main thing here is, Peter, your whole thing is your whole focus is on working with entrepreneurs to help them grow and scale their business. And a lot of people go, gosh, you know what? I think, Peter, you're under 30. How could you be that smart? And I'm like, you know, the reason he's that smart is because he's been doing this since he was 15. He's been crushing it for years. And most importantly, he just cares so much about others. And anytime you put others first, you just have this ability to have success. So again, Peter, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And it's funny you say that because I'm from a super small town on the Oregon coast of like 6,000 people. So anytime you say like he's a best-selling author, it still in a way kind of blows my mind because I didn't have any inspiration around me. Everyone had 9-to-5 jobs. I should be working a 9-to-5. I'm not joking. So it's just, if you would have told me I was ever going to make six figures, I would have laughed in your face. So the fact that I can get the six, then seven and build a life like this is almost surreal, but I'm honored. And my main mission is to give back and help other people because I get way more fulfillment. I'm sure you're the same way. I get way more fulfillment helping someone else grow their business and crushing it than me crushing it myself. And in the process, I became successful, but I definitely love helping people, man. So it's been an honor.
I'm excited. Well, you start to eat again, taking a look basically at the time that you've been in this business, growing your business, working with other people. What are some of the main things that you've learned that you find as you've talked to other people, you wrote your books? What are the things that matter the most to people right now?
I think we did a survey. So this is really not me guessing. When I guessed, I thought it was money and like finances and customers and clients. But when I really did a survey and we interviewed a lot of people, over 2,000 of a specific type of person, the number one focus was freedom. They wanted freedom. They wanted freedom, and it was always to be with people they cared about and being able to have a life on their terms where they were inspired by their lifestyle. And even if they said, well, I want higher paying clients, I want a more successful marketing campaign. Okay, but why? And I kept asking why. And always, Dave, it went back to, well, I don't want to have my business run me. I got in the business for freedom, and now my business is running me. And they always wanted more freedom. Now, it didn't say they didn't value people, but they were doing it because they wanted freedom so they can give back and do more. So that's the number one thing I see is freedom and, of course, lifestyle. But also people want financial success so they don't have to stress or worry about money. You know what I mean? It's one thing when you have money. It's another thing when you don't have to even think about it. When you can do what you love without focusing purely on money, that's when I think you're at your best. You know what I mean? When you have that gift and the money is not the issue. Because if you're striving just to make money, it's kind of, it eludes you a little bit. You know what I mean? So that's the number one thing I see is freedom and success.
No, I love that. It's always funny anytime you start a new business. I remember when we started ClickFunnels and I was living in Southern California. I was coming up here every other week for the first 2 years before we actually moved up here. And I remember with my wife, she's like, oh my gosh, you want to start over and start another one? I'm like, you know what? When you feel there, I will never forget the opportunity and the times I met with, you know, Todd and Russell at the very beginning. And just there are certain things where you just feel this is where I'm supposed to go. There is something about it. And yeah, it means I may have a little but few roadblocks, but it's the where I should go. And I think that I think that's the whole idea here, as far as we were talking earlier about, you know, how do you find the right vehicle? And I'm always curious, as you take a look at all the things you've been working on, how do you, when you're talking to other entrepreneurs, they're trying to find the right vehicle, or they're trying to figure out what exactly, where they should be doing. I know it kind of, I'm hoping this is one thing that kind of ties into this whole one page productivity plan. If you don't mind, just kind of tie this, explain to people what we're talking about here.
Yeah. So I think one of my chapters, I go through the 7 rules of building a lifestyle above 7 figures and doing it on your terms. And I go through each thing that really made a monumental difference on my life and business based on years of observation, being in the trenches, a lot of due diligence. And one of the things I realized was a lot of people are burnt out because they don't have the right vehicle. They're in the wrong vehicle, whereas they're putting in 60, 70, 80 hours, but it's not scalable because they don't think things through to the end result, or their values are one thing, but their business doesn't allow them to actually get to that next level. So I feel like we all know people, Dave, too, who will put their all into a business and then 3, 4, 5 years go by and they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to do something different, when they didn't fully think through if that business matches all of their values. If one of your values is growth and you can't grow past a certain ceiling, you're going to always be stressed out. If one of your values is freedom and family, and you have a position where you can't really see your family when you want and you don't have freedom, you're going to be stressed out. So I help people kind of find the right vehicle based on who they are, based on their strengths, based on their gifts, based on their values and what they want. So the chapter kind of dives into the questions to ask. And for me, I was so overwhelmed. I had no clarity. And I don't know if you've ever experienced not having clarity. You're like overwhelmed. Yes. There's nothing worse. You're not motivated. You're stressed out. And when you're overwhelmed, you seek distraction subconsciously. So I created a 1-page blueprint that I used religiously in the last couple of years. And it's totally made a big difference on my clarity, my freedom, my success, my lifestyle, my financial success. And it just goes like this. So first thing I have people do is create an ideal end result, an ideal vision for the next 6 months. I work in 6 months to a year because I used to work in 3-year, 5-year, 10-year, but a lot of times customers change, trends change, things change, you change. So how many people have had a 10-year vision? And when you get to the 10 years, you're like, oh, that changed a lot. Something's way different, right? You're laughing because you know it's true.
Yeah, I'm only laughing because I remember going down those roads, then became 5 years, and then 3 years, and then a year, and then 6 months. I think now it's on a quarterly basis. So I totally get that. It's 90 days. Everything's in 90 days.
So I asked people like you, one thing I did, I kept going back to my past and I kept going back to my insecurities when I was planning my business and what I wanted to do. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'm from a small town. Oh, I have no experience. I'm not good with people. So every one of my goals I was thinking about, Dave, were based on my insecurities and my past. And I was never setting big goals. So I tell people, and what changed for me is I started setting goals based on what's possible and based on my potential. So when I tell people, what is your ideal vision for the next 6 months? I mean, if everything goes well, no limitations, no past insecurities, no past experiences, if everything were to go perfect, what is your ideal vision? Based on who you are and what you want. And they always like, yeah, but no buts. This is just if things went well. What is ideal? How many employees do you have? How much are you working? How involved are you in the business? How much money do you have saved? What are you doing on a daily basis? What feelings are you experiencing? And they get this invigoration. So I have them write down a paragraph or two. It's called the 1-page vision, and it's their ideal vision. Then the next line after this is all on one page. And the next thing is, what are your most important values? So once they have this ideal vision, because if you ask 100 entrepreneurs, what is their ideal vision for the next year? Like to the T, like all the details, 99% don't know. They're too vague. Well, I want to make more money. Well, I want to have freedom. Well, I want more customers. No, you have to get crystal clear. A genius without a roadmap will get lost in any country. But an average person with a roadmap and a plan will find their way to any destination. So I had to get an actual clear roadmap. So figure out your values. What's most important to you in life right now? And this could change. When I was 23 and dead broke, Dave, one of my values was financial success because I didn't even have money to go to the drive-thru. So money is not most important to me. My family is and freedom is. But at that time, I had to put money in the top three because like I needed it. I had no money. So figure out what stage you're at in your business and think about what's most important to you. It could be family. It could be peace of mind, flexibility. It could be freedom. It can be security. It can be adventure. Think about all your values and simplify to your top five values. Write those down. Because if you measure your values against your industry and you see they match up, you'll understand your gift is what you do with the least amount of effort and the thing that you're best at. So if you can figure out your passion and mix it with the strength and solve a problem people care about, and it's based on your values, you're gonna be the most fulfilled you've ever been. So write down your values. Once you get your values, now you see what's most important to you, because I feel like anyone that's not living true to their values is always stressed and they don't know why. So someone that works a 9-to-5 or someone that has a job they don't like, but they value security, but they really value being with their family and freedom and growth, and they're not growing and they have no flexibility, they're wondering why they're stressed out. One of the stats I share in here, Dave, that mind boggles me is we spend 91,000 hours working in our life, 91,000 hours working. And 76% of people actively are disengaged and hate what they do. So 76 out of 100 people that we meet spend a majority of their life hating what they do, not engaged, with no passion. Most people. That's most people. So I wanted to change that, do everything I could to play my part to change that. So that's why I taught this, and it's really helped people. So you have your values. Next thing is, after your values, what are the top five results that you want to create in your life in the next 6 months? Results meaning what's going to move the needle. You don't need to focus on achieving that end goal. We'll help you reverse engineer it. But what are your top five goals and results in the next 6 months? Because people that are outcome and results focused produce results like nobody else, right? So what are your top five goals? Maybe if you want to write a book, it's write a chapter a month. Maybe it's finish, maybe making 25 sales calls, right? Figuring out your funnel, like solidifying a funnel that's going to make you money. Whatever it is, only the people watching know what their goals are. These should scare you a little bit, right? So once you have your five goals down, then you go to the real juice. That's your reasons. I fully believe, Dave, reasons come first, results come second. A lot of people, they did a study about millionaires. There's 1,600 new millionaires created every single day in the US right now. Over 60,000 a month and over 600,000 a year, millionaires created every day. And they did a study, I think it was Forbes or Inc. magazine, why there wasn't more millionaires. And it wasn't lack of opportunity. I mean, it's everywhere, right? It was most people don't have enough reasons to become one or to become financially free. They don't have enough reasons. So almost everything I've done in my past was because I had strong reasons of why I do what I do. So I have people write 50 reasons down. What are your top 50 reasons of why you want to be free? Why you want to impact people? Why you want to start a business that changes lives? Why you want to make your first million? Okay. Now I look at these 50 reasons. For me, probably when I did this, Dave, I wrote down 100, and honestly, 90 of them were just kind of materialistic or BS. They didn't wake me up in the morning. So I'm like, that's not a big deal. I'm not even fired up when I read that. But there's like five or 10, there's like 5 or 10 that are internal that almost get you emotional. They give me, I have chills thinking about my reasons, that get you so fired up that it won't let you sleep in. If you're not waking up at 4 or 5 in the morning, fired up and excited, you don't have strong enough reasons. That's just the bottom line. And you have to reevaluate. So get down your top 5 or 10 reasons, internally, externally. And then that is the fuel to figure out how to make the results happen. Because for me, you need reasons to pull you past the challenges. And sometimes you're going to represent the courage, strength, and ambition a lot of people don't yet have. Because I don't know if you've experienced this, but when I was leaving my small town and I had ambition and I was finally seeing a little bit of success, I had a lot of people like trying to pull me down. No, you don't need that. Come stay with us. And I felt a lot of people were letting their fears and insecurities try to get to me and pull me down. So I needed reasons to get past those challenges. Okay. So once I have the reasons, that's when I really, really started kind of being resourceful. I think the ultimate resource isn't money. It's not having a certain network. It's resourcefulness and it's strong emotions. When you have strong emotions, you find ways to make things happen. You know what I mean? So now you have your ideal vision. Now you have your top five values. Now you have your top five results you want to create. Now you have your top five reasons. Now it's important to simplify. So this is a big key that I help people with. Now it's focusing on mastery versus overload. I think in our generation, Dave, with an incredible amount of information, evolving technologies, there's entitlement mindsets, there's hundreds of thousands of pieces of information coming online every second. I think now it's important to focus on only the information that's most relevant to your top five goals and to your end result, right? If you're studying everything under the sun, you're reading every book you see, you're listening to 50 podcasts, you're listening to all these different voices, you're going to be overwhelmed and you're going to be overloaded. So I focused on mastery versus overload. And when you focus on mastery versus overload, everything becomes crystal clear. So I have a checklist actually in my book that kind of walks through, like, have I executed what I've already learned? If I haven't executed that, why am I learning more? I think the younger generation that a lot of times I impact, they trick themselves in thinking they need more information when they need to execute. You know what I mean? So I would just study and read and study and read. And then I felt really smart, but I had no results. So I'm like, why am I broke and I have no results, but I feel like I know a lot. And I was struggling. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not, that's literally me. I'm like, I'm not taking any action. So I think if people understand the key to getting the six and seven figures is studying the right information and executing the information most relevant to your vision. If you can do that, then you have a shot at really building some momentum and becoming successful. So that's what that is. Just, I put all this, Dave, on one page, and then I broke it down at the bottom to like 30-day, 60-day, 90-day increments. And I would laminate this. I'd print out three copies, laminate it. I put it in my shower, on my bed. Now you're letting the biggest key here is letting the vision guide you, not your current circumstances. Most people let their current circumstances guide them. Oh, something happened. Oh, something else happened. If you can let your vision guide you, that's where you'll be the most motivated, because I've seen people that have lost track of their vision. And yes, they have momentum and they've built a $100 million business, but they don't have a lifestyle they're inspired by, or they don't have freedom. And I feel like if you've built a $100 million business, but you have no freedom, I think you did it wrong. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the focus of that one page. Thank you for asking that. I feel like that can help a lot of people. I go way deeper of how to figure them out in the book, but that's one of the biggest keys is you got to figure out kind of your ideal vision, not like what industry should I join? What? No. What's ideal for you based on your strengths? Then I teach you how to figure out who those people are that have the lifestyle you want, that are killing it, how to reach out to them. I give them the actual script on how to reach out to them. And then once they find commonalities, then I teach them how to kind of get into the industry and connect with the best and cut their learning curve in half and speed up the process. So I'm getting fired up talking about it.
Dude, I love it. I love your energy. I love everything you're going through on this. I think this whole idea as far as mastery, and oh my gosh, I can tell you, it drives me crazy when I talk to people who are just researching and are spending so much time on, oh, I'm learning this, I'm learning that, but never ever applying anything, never ever focusing on what matters the most. And I think it's that, you know, always learning, but never improving or never growing or never actually implementing what they learned. And I remember just in talking with different people at different events, and they're like, well, I need to learn this, I need to learn that. I'm like, yeah, but you got to do something. You got to actually start. You have to apply whatever you're going to master, or that's going to be your focus. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about anything else. Just get the first 30 days, the first 60 days, the first 90 days, or whatever it might be. Just so you start seeing those improvements, because they start stacking on top of each other.
And you build momentum.
Yeah, exactly. And that whole momentum is the most critical part in any business that you're ever in. For me, that's the thing I'm always so focused on. Once that momentum starts going, it's like nothing else matters. Once that momentum's there, I want so bad to keep that momentum going. It doesn't last forever. And so you want to roll with it and do everything you can, because most of the time, what it really turns out, at least what I've seen and had the opportunity of doing, is it's actually blessing the lives of other people.
For sure.
As that momentum starts going, it's because you're actually blessing other people. And the more lives that you can bless, the more people who actually see an impact in whatever it is. And they may be buying your products, your services, whatever it is. But then all of a sudden they start implementing. They're like, oh my gosh, I need to refer this and I need to do this. And that's the only way that you grow your own business. It's the only way 100%. You really help other people. And so I love when you're talking about that.
I really think based on my experience, the two scariest things in life are momentum and lack of it. Having lack of momentum is so hard to overcome And having momentum is so fun and easy in business when you have it. It's just like, that's why I would do everything you can to get momentum on your side. And especially in this new economy, it's adapt or die, really. Like, you got to adapt. I was thinking about your Comic Club Awards too. I bet you, Dave, based on your experience, it's never the people that know the most that win those awards. It's the people who executed.
Absolutely.
And
oh my gosh.
The most people. That's it.
Always is.
People don't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny to see. Yeah. You have a lot of people who are just always learning, but never doing. And I think you've got to get past that. And the hard part is a lot of people use the always learning as an excuse.
Oh, I got to do good to learn, but you got to execute.
Yeah. Yep. And I love that. Love that. Well, tell me, as you start going to the next step here, we got the book released here. The new book, Seven Rules to Seven Figures, coming out. When's it come out?
It comes out the 19th. So I'm not sure when this will be released, but it might be released. It might already be out, so they can get it on Amazon or wherever. But it's coming out in 8 days. I've been super excited because I feel like this is my most important work, and I'm excited to kind of get it in the hands of as many people as possible that really do want to build a life and business on their terms. So I'm not sure when it's coming out, Dave, but it's coming out in 8 days from now.
Awesome. We'll get it out there for sure. I can tell you, as I take a look, Peter, at all that you've done, even in just the last couple of years that we've met and had the opportunity of running into each other. And I think as we've been talking, the thing keeps running in my mind is just the importance of once you get past that point of understanding that the most important thing is the mastery and touching the lives of other people, man. And I love your idea as far as, you know, five values, five results. And I love the idea as far as this whole, you've got to make sure that, you know, your reasons come first and your results come second. And I think that if people can spend time focusing on that, you guys will have, listening to this here, you'll see a ton of success. Well, tell me, Peter, if you wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way of doing that?
Instagram, I'm all over Instagram. Okay. My email's in the book as well. If they have questions, if it's from this podcast as well, I'll definitely reach out because I love helping people. I think for me, realizing as I get older, the greatest currency there is the effect you have on somebody else. You know what I mean? So that's all I want to do with this book is just help someone, get more clarity on what they're supposed to do. And I feel like a lot of people, if they really understood how powerful they were and got them know themselves at a deeper level, I think it would totally change their life. And one of the chapters is world-class awareness. And I talk about how when I spoke at Success Live one time, I was one of the only speakers in like jeans and a hat. That's just kind of who I am. I want to value my work and value the results I have versus kind of what I wear. I think Russell's the same way. He doesn't necessarily wear the suit and tie. He kind of wears what he wants, but I was super nervous. Les Brown was speaking before me. He had a 3-piece suit on. And then I kind of snapped in like, no, this is why they hired me to be myself. And I just changed. Like if you know yourself at the deepest level, that's your ultimate power is understanding who you are. And I talk about how to harness that at the highest level. So there's a lot of stories about my past of what I've kind of figured myself out and who I was, who I wasn't. And when you do that, it's easier to build a business with all the opportunity out there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I'm excited. They can find me really anywhere. I would just appreciate any support. And I appreciate you guys for being the cream of the crop, investing in yourself, educating yourself, and really trying to grow a successful business. Because I think right now in this economy, the world needs more leaders more than ever. And I think the number one thing that holds people back, Dave, maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, from your experiences, people just don't tell themselves right now matters. They're always like, someday I'll be successful. Someday I'll invest in myself. Someday I'll read. Someday I'll execute. Not now. And they end up spending the first half of their life saying they're too young and the second half saying they're too old. You know what I mean? So it's like, I want to tell people now matters.
It does. No, I love that. I think so often it always cracks me up because I've seen people go through that so many different times and they pick whatever old or young is, whatever age that rolls, it's all of a sudden they switch and that's the excuse. I think the part I'm most excited about with everything that you were just talking about is that realizing that, you know what, today matters. It really, really matters today. And everything that you're doing, for those of you guys who've been obviously aware of some of the crazy stuff that's been happening in my life, I can tell you the part that matters most is what you focus on. And that's why I was so excited, Peter, to have you here is helping people understand that it's your focus. It's where you spend your time. It's where you focus on. What are you really doing? And because so often it's easy to say, oh, I'll do that later. And then all of a sudden you just keep pushing it away and pushing it away and pushing it away. If you can focus on the things that matter most, that's where you start getting the momentum. And I love momentum. It's my favorite thing in the world. I can hop on that. It's just the greatest ride in the world.
I agree, man. So hopefully people can really start building momentum from this conversation forward, because there's so much opportunity. It's never been more important and simpler to build an amazing life if you have the right roadmap and the right network. It's never been harder if you kind of have that figure it out myself mentality. You don't want help. You want to do everything on your own. I feel like now it's about collaboration and having a network and really getting around the right people and having a blueprint. If you have the right blueprint and the right network and you have your reasons, I feel like anything's possible. Really, if you value your dreams and goals over your excuses, I think in 2022 and beyond, anything is possible in this entrepreneurial world, man. Anything. But you have to fully understand your power and not let your past interfere with your future based on how you grew up, based on your limitations, based on your fears. Because it's still surreal to me that I'm from a town of 6,000 people and I can travel the world and speak. And it just blows my mind, but I kept taking the right action. I didn't always feel like taking the right actions when I woke up, but I always looked at my one-page plan and I always did what I should, not what I felt like. And it paid off.
Oh man, I love it. Well, again, Peter, I can't thank you enough for jumping on this, sharing this time with me. Absolutely love seeing you, love talking to you. And again, I wish you all the best. Again, the next book is 7 Rules to 7 Figures. You guys can get that at Amazon. Any other parting words?
No, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And let's continue to change the game.
I love it. Thanks so much.
Have a great rest of your day.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast. Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.